Teachers, please turn your Bible to Old Testament, Exodus chapter 20. Exodus 20:1-2. And then verses 12-17.
神吩咐这一切的话说， 我是耶和华你的神， 曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。 第三节， 除了我以外， 你不可有别的神。
Exodus 20 verses 1-3. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me.
十二节，
verse 12.
当孝敬父母， 使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
不可杀人， 不可奸淫， 不可偷盗， 不可作假见证陷害人， 不可贪恋人的房屋， 也不可贪恋人的妻子， 仆婢， 牛驴， 并他一切所有的。
You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, you shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's.
你再翻到马太福音22章。
Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音22章35-40节。
Verses 35-40.
内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣， 就问他说，
35节。 Verse 35. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying,
夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？
Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?
耶稣对他说， 你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
Jesus said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
这是诫命中的第一且最大的。
This is the first and great commandment.
其次也相仿， 就是要爱人如己。
And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
我们再翻到罗马书第三章。 罗马书三章。
Romans chapter 13.
第八节后半段哈。
The latter part of verse 8.
第九节。
And verse 9. And 10.
因为爱人的就完全的律法，像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
Verse 8, the last part. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
第四节， 爱是不加害于人的， 所以爱就完全了律法。
Verse 10. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law.
我们读经就到这，请我们低头有点祷告。This
is our scripture reading. Your head bowed. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们早晨仍然欢喜快乐聚在你的跟前。
Lord, this morning again we rejoice and we're glad to be gathered at your feet.
每次我们聚在你面前，我们是在越界的，我们是一般蒙福的人。
Every time we are assembled, we know that we are the blessed one.
因为我们能够常常在你面前来读你话，来听你的话。
Because often we can come to study your word and hear your voice.
来认识你的心意。
To know your will.
好，叫我们这些人真是能够知道如何生活在你面前。
so that we as a corporate group know how to live in your presence.
因此早晨我们仍然求你借着圣灵把你自己话再次解释在我们心中。
Therefore this morning through the Holy Spirit may you reveal your word in our hearts.
好，叫这些话曾经说过，今天重新再说在我们内心的里面。
So that all these words which you have spoken will once again be spoken in our hearts.
叫这些话在我们里面再次更新成为我们里面的力量来走前面的道路。
It will renew us and lead us on the spiritual journey awaiting us.
因此我们愿意把这些话一同恭敬仰望在主的手中。
Therefore, with reverence, we simply command these words into your hands.
你帮助我们，也给我们属灵的悟性来明白你的心意。
Lord, you help us with this spiritual understanding so that we could know your will.
好，叫你的心意最终成就在你的百姓的身上。
And so that your purpose will be accomplished in your people.
我们等候在你面前，你也宝血遮盖这个地方，遮盖所有在你面前聆听你话语的人。
As we wait upon you, your precious blood covers us all of us who are waiting for your word.
那我们用简单的信心来接受你所栽种的道。
Just by simple faith, we will receive the implanted word.
这样听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Hear our prayer in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
我们早晨呢，继续和弟兄姊妹交通十诫的第二部分。
This morning, we will continue to fellowship on the second part of the Ten Commandments.
我们说到西乃山乃是以色列百姓往迦南路的一个很重要的一个站，也是一个非常重要的经历。
We mentioned that Mount Sinai is a very important stop and also is a very important experience for all the Israelites as they move forward into land of Canaan.
因为在西乃山这里所发生的事情，就最后成为以色列百姓以后这个民族这个国家整个建造的根基，也可以说他们整个生活的一个根据。
Because the things that happened at Mount Sinai will become the very foundation of the whole Israel as a nation and the very foundation of their experiences henceforth.
因为神在西乃山把律法颁布给他们。
Because at Mount Sinai, God gave them this law.
神和他们在那边立一个约。
And God made a covenant with them.
所以从西乃山以后，神和以色列百姓进到一个新的关系里面。
Therefore, after this Mount Sinai, God and His people entered into a new relationship.
他们在那里不仅有神的律法，他们也是一般认识神旨意的人。
Not only did they have God's laws, but they were also people who knew God's will.
所以神在那里就告诉他们说呢，神把他们从万民当中拣选出来，作为他独特的子民。
There, God told them.Out of all the people, God chose them to be His own very special possession.
他们是不列在万民之中。
They were not numbered among the all.
他们要成为祭司的一个国度。
And they would become a priesthood.
他们要成为一般侍奉神的百姓。
They would become people who serve God.
他们要成为圣洁的国民。
And a holy nation.
和这个列国是有分别的。
So they were separated from the rest of the world.
因着这样缘故，他们在地上又成为神的一个见证。
And because of this, they would become God's testimony on earth.
所以神就借了他们在山下所建造的会幕。
And also through the tabernacle they built at the foot of the mountain.
神住在他们中间。
God would live in their midst.
神的耶柜也在他们中间。
And also God's Ark of Covenant would live among them.
耶柜被称为见证的柜。
And this Ark of Covenant is also called the Ark of Testimony.
就神的见证在他们中间。
That says that God's testimony is in
their midst. 所以他们从西乃山开始往前走以后，他们就成为神在地上的一般的见证人。
So as they move forward from Mount Sinai, they became a group of people who would testify of this God.
那么神为什么把律法颁布给他们呢？
Why is it God gave them His laws?
因为律法乃是神本性的一个说明。
Because all of God's laws are the manifestation of God Himself.
所以神对这一般他所救赎的百姓，按照他本性对他们有些要求。
So So God would have certain demand from all these people who have been redeemed, and this is done according to God's very nature.
他要这些蒙救赎的百姓就像他们神一样。
Because he wanted these redeemed people to be like their God.
正如圣经告诉我们说呢，他说招你们的那位神是圣洁的，所以你们要圣洁。
Just as the Bible teaches that the one who called you is holy, therefore you be holy.
所以律法就说明神的本性，说明神是怎样一位神。
So the law speak of God's divine nature. What kind of God he is?
所以保罗在罗马书第七章也告诉我们说，圣律法是圣洁，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
So in Romans 7, we read that the law is holy, and also the commandments are holy, righteous.
所以以色列百姓他们从律法中呢，就认识神的本性，认识神的旨意是什么。
Therefore, from God's laws, Israelites would know.What are God's wills? What's purpose for them?
并且他们要照这个神的旨意来过地上的生活，成为神的见证。
And according to His will, they will lead their lives as God's testimony on earth.
那我们说到律法呢，是包括三部分，乃是头一部分就是十条诫命。
Now that we mentioned that the God's laws are comprised of three parts. The first is the Ten Commandments.
第二部分是律例和第三部分就是典章。
The second part is the statutes, and the third is the ordinances.
但是十条诫命是整个律法的一个总纲。
However, these Ten Commandments are the very framework of all of God's laws.
律例和典章都是从十条诫命里面延伸出来的。
Statutes and all the ordinances, they all derive from these Ten Commandments.
我们上次说到第一条到第四条诫命呢，是讲到神和人的关系。
We mentioned last time Commandment 1 to 4 speak of the relationship between God and man.
人对神应该有怎么一个态度？
What kind of attitude men should have toward their God?
第五条到第十条说到人和人之间的关系。
And Commandments 5 through 10 speak of the relationship between man.
我们上次讲到头一条说到除我以外你不可有别神。
Commandment 1 says, I am the Lord your God. There should be no other gods before God
our God.
Because he is the only true God, he is the creator of all.
人也不可为自己雕刻偶像，用各种形象来敬拜。
And they shall not make any kind of carved images to worship them.
因为神是个灵。
Because God is a spirit.
不可用看得见物质的东西来代表神，来彰显神。
You shall never use visible things to replace God to make it known.
也不可妄称耶和华的名。
Nor should you call God's name in vain.
因为神的名是圣的。
Because God's name is holy.
是个不平凡的名。
Is not an ordinary name.
人应该尊他名为圣。
Therefore, man should hallow his name.
人要在纪念安息日。
And also, man should remember to observe Sabbath day.
因为神借六日创造万有，他就安息了。
Because God created all things in 6 days, and he rested.
因着神的安息，人就进到安息的里面，他就成为人的安息。
And because of God's rest, we enter into His rest, and He becomes our rest.
这是我们上次所交通的。
And this is what we shared last time.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，曾经有个律法师来问主耶稣说
，When Jesus was on earth, there was a lawyer who came to ask Jesus a question.
他说律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢
？He says, which one is the greatest among all of God's laws.
主耶稣回答说，你要尽心尽意尽心爱主你的神。
The Lord Jesus answered that you should love the Lord your God with all your soul, your heart, your mind.
这一条诫命在哪里呢？
Where is this commandment?
似乎在律法里面我们找不到这一条诫命。
It seems that you cannot find anywhere in God's law.
因为这一条诫命也可以说这十条诫命的头四条一个总纲，一个总结。
Actually, this commandment could be said it is the end, the framework of the first four commandments.
乃是说到你要尽心尽意尽心爱主你的神，这是第一条，也是个最大的一条。
This is the very first and the greatest among all. That is, you shall love the Lord your God with all your soul and heart and mind.
那主耶稣紧接着又说
，And the Lord continued.
他说其次也相往，就是要爱人如己。
And the next is just like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
他说这二条诫命呢，就是律法先知一切的总道理的总纲。
And then upon these hang all the laws and the prophets.
那这第二条诫命又在哪里呢？
Then where is the second commandment?
我想在这第二条诫命里面，我们在十条诫命里面又找到了。
And then again, we could find this commandment in God's Ten Commandments.
原来这第二条诫命乃是说到第五条到第十条这六条诫命的所包含的一个总意总纲。
Because this is a summary of commandments 5 through 6, 5 through 10 in the Ten Commandments.
所以我们刚才主耶稣在那里把十条诫命的一个总纲的意义呢，就说到只有两条。
So the Lord Jesus sums up all the laws into only two commandments.
就是要尽心尽意爱主你的神。
And the summary is that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart.
然后就要爱人如己。
And the next is to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以我们看见整个律法就归结在这两条诫命的上面。
So all the laws are boiled down to these two.
那是爱神和爱人。
That is to love God and to love man.
我们刚刚读到罗马书第十三章那里也告诉我们。
And in Romans chapter 13 we also read.
主耶稣说像爱人就完全的律法。
The Lord says, if you love man, then it's a fulfillment of the law.
像不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可杀人，不可贪心，这都包括爱人如己这句话里面的。
Just as do not steal, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not covet, all these are summed up in this saying.
所以主说爱就完全律法，就是完全的这一部分的律法。
Therefore the Lord said that love is a fulfillment of the law.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见今天我们 人在地上的生活，头一个就是关系到和神的关系。
As we see it, our living on earth,first and foremost concerns is relationship with God. Next is the relationship among man.
乃是和神的关系在先。
The relationship with God comes first.
然后才有和人的关系。
And then your relationship with
God. 当人和神的关系有个准确的关系的时候，自然而然人和人之间的关系就能够正常。
When our relationship with God is accurate, it comes very readily that our interpersonal relationship would be correct.
我想这个原则在圣经里面是一直让我们看见的。
And this is a recurring theme in the Bible as we see it.
只有人先恢复和神的关系呢，才有可能和人之间有一个正常的关系。
Only we have to first restore our relationships with God, and then it's possible for us to reconcile among ourselves.
那我们今天来交通主耶稣所讲的第二条诫命。
So today we'd like to share on the second commandment that the Lord Jesus speaks here.
我想这应该说第二条诫命乃是从第六条又才开始的，乃是从不可杀人这里才开始的。
Actually, this second commandment starts from the commandment number 6, you shall not murder.
第五条诫命讲到孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华神所赐的地上得以长久。
Commandment 5 tells us that you shall honor your parents so you will live long on the earth that the Lord gives you.
好像这条诫命呢是一个比较独特的一个诫命。
As though this commandment seems very unique in itself.
因为这条诫命好像又似乎把我们带到十条诫命的头一条同样一个关系的里面。
Because this commandment leads us back into the first commandment in the same relationship.
为什么神说要当孝敬父母呢？
Why does God say that you should honor your parents?
因为这是人和人之间的头一个关系。
Because this is the very first relationship among man.
当我们出生以后，头一个关系就是和父母的关系。
After we are born, our very first relationship is the relationship with your parents.
然后才以后有和兄弟姐妹和其他朋友的关系。
And then you have the sibling relationship and the friendship.
所以这个关系是说到什么关系呢？
Then what kind of relationship this is?
这是说到一个生命的一个关系。
It speaks of the relationship of life.
因为我们生命是从父母而来的。
Because our lives come from our parents.
父母是我们生命的一个源头。
Therefore parents are the very source of our life.
因着他是我们生命的源头，我们所以要孝敬父母。
Because they are the origin of our life, therefore we need to honor parents.
这就是十诫头一条诫命。
And this is also the first commandment in the Ten
Commandments. 为什么人要除神以外不可有其他神呢？
Why is it apart from God there should be no other God?
因为他是我们生命的源头。
Because God is the origin of our life.
他是创造我们的神。
He is our creator.
从救赎来说，他是我们救赎的神。
In terms of redemption, he is our redeeming God.
我们 新的生命也是从他而来的。
Our new life comes from him.
所以第一条说到除神以外不可有别的神，因为他是我们生命的源头。
So the first commandment says that apart from God, you shall have no other God, because he's the origin of life.
所以我们必须以他做我们的神。
So we have to take him as our God.
我们必须要敬畏神，我们必须要听从神。
And we have to fear him, we have to obey him.
我们必须让神在我们生命当中来居首位，来带领，来管理我们的一生。
We have to allow him to have the preeminence in all things, to rule over us, to lead our lives.
我们要对这位生命的神，这位生命源头有一个正常的关系。
We have to have this normal relationship with this origin of our life.
这样我们才能够过地上人和人之间的一个正常关系，过地上人的生活。
Only in such a way we could live a normal relationship on earth among others.
所以当世界讲到要和人之间有正常关系的时候，他人的头一个先提到我们必须和这个生命源头父母有一个正常关系。
So when the Ten Commandments speak of the normal relationship among men,they have to talk about this normal relationship between us and our parents because they are the origin of our life.
我们要孝敬我们的父母。
We need to honor our parents.
然后底下才讲到不可杀人、不可奸淫、不可偷盗，这许许多的诫命。
And after this, we see all other commandments such as do not murder, do not steal, do not covet.
但是我们知道这些诫命呢？都是要把我们引到神的那里去。
But we know all these commandments are to lead us back to God.
弟兄姊妹，这些诫命还不是单单的道德观念而已。
Brothers and sisters, these commandments are not simply ethical notions.
若只是一些道德观念的话，我想今天许多人的教训比这些诫命还要高更好。
If they are merely moral notions, I believe there are many other teachings which seem to sound much better than these.
今天许多伦理的道德规范比圣经这里所提到更深更广泛。
There are many ethical teachings. They seem to be even more deep, profound than what we have spoken here.
不说在这里有道德观念。
It's not an ethical notion.
但是神的话是高过道德观念的。
However, God's word is far above all the moral notions.
神借着这些诫命，要把我们带到生命源头那里，看见为什么我们需要守这些诫命。
Through these commandments, God wants to lead us back to the very origin of life, and He wants to show us why we need to keep them.
我们知道孝敬父母，这是一个非常好的道德观念。
We know honoring your parents is a very good ethical moral notion.
今天人能够孝敬父母，真是很算不错了。
Well, today, if people could honor their parents, then they are doing very well.
因为我们知道，在这个末了时代，这个道德观念慢慢就没落了。
We know that in the very end times, this ethical concept would fade away gradually.
做儿女呢，不会专门孝敬父母，孝顺父母。
Parents do, children do not fulfill their filial duties.
甚至当背逆父母，离弃父母。
They even disobey. They forsake their parents.
所以带来许多悲惨的事情。
So many tragedies happen.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，当我们在孝敬父母的时候，我们的观念是应该高于这个道德的观念。
Now, brothers and sisters, as we say, we honor our parents. Our concept should be much higher than the mere ethical.
我们看见为什么需要孝敬父母
？Why do we need to honor our parents?
因为我们生命是从他而来的。
It's because our lives that come from them.
他是我们生命的源头。
And they are the origin of our life.
就像我们生命呢是神所创造的，它是我们生命的源头。
Just as our life is created by God, and God is the originator of our life.
所以敬畏神是我们本分，是我们该尽的责任。
Fearing God is our duty, the things we're supposed to do.
所以孝敬父母呢是人做儿女该尽的一个本分。
Therefore, honoring your parents is also children's duty.
他生我们，他养我们。
They bring forth us, they rear us up.
正如神创造我们，也供应我们所有需要。
Just as God has created all of us, and then He has supplied all our needs.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们来读这些话的时候
，So brothers and sisters, as we read these words,
我们要越过人世间的一个道德观念。
We have to transcend the human ethical concept.
神要把我们带到更深、更高一个情形的里面。
Because God wants us to lead us.Into a deeper, a more profound place.
这样我们才有可能孝敬父母。
Only in such a way it's possible for us to honor our parents.
我想今天许多在座的年轻人。
many young people in our midst today,
我们应该知道孝敬父母是一个非常蒙福的一件事情。
Should know that honoring your parents is such a blessing.
就像我们今天对神的敬畏一样。
Just as today we fear our God.
神在以弗所保罗在以弗所书那里有这样的话说。
And in Ephesians, Paul also says this.
他说孝顺父母是叫你在世得福，在世可以长寿，这是第一条带诫命的应许。
Honoring your parents is the first commandment with promise, so that it will be well with you, you will live long on earth.
这是叫人蒙福的第一个应许。
This is the promise that first would bless you.
叫你在世可以长久长寿。
So that you would have this longevity on earth.
我们知道当人犯罪以后，
We know that after man's sin,
人的生命就短暂了，
man's life becomes very short.
人的生活就在一个劳苦里面，
And we always live in labor and sorrow.
但是神在这里有应许说，
However, God has this promise here.
若是你做一个孝敬父母的人，你要在地上长寿，你要享受生命。
If you honor your parents, you will live long on earth and you will enjoy your life.
好像更让你可以生命更叫你人生可以活稍微长一点
so that you will have longer longevity
让你生活好像可以好一点
so you will be well with you on earth
让你可以稍微有点享受
so you would enjoy yourself
享受什么呢
what is that you enjoy
享受那个生命
enjoy life itself
我想这个长寿这个享受还不是指的地上不单是指的地上的 年岁而已
I believe this longevity doesn't mean the long length of your days on earth only. But it tells us that our life, our living would be long.
我们在地上就可以更多经历这个丰富的神，这个恩典的神多一点。
So that on earth we could even experience more of this abundant God, all his grace.
这是人堕落以后，在地上年日短暂以后，在地上劳苦的生活里面，神头一个给人的应许。
This is the first promise that God has given to man after man sinned, living in such a horrible, sorrowful labor.
当神造人的时候，他巴不得人在地上能活得长远。
When God first created man, He wanted man to live long.
在那可以享受神一切丰富的供应。
To enjoy all the provisions of God's abundance.
但是我们看见人失败堕落了。
But we see that man failed and man sinned.
人的生命一再减少，一再减少。
So man's life is being diminishing all the way.
人所有的都是劳苦散动上而已。
All man has is just labor and sorrow.
但是神在这里应许说，
But here God has
promised. 你要孝敬父母。
Honor your parents.
你在地上就可以长寿，你就可以享受神更丰盛的恩典。
Then you will live long on earth and you will enjoy all of His abundant grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在地上实在是应该做一个孝敬父母、孝顺父母的人。
So brothers and sisters, let us all be those who honor our parents on earth.
但是这样还不一定能蒙到神的祝福。
But it may not necessarily that you would be blessed.
但是你若是看见孝敬父母乃是因着神是那个创造的神。
However, if you do honor your parents because you know God is our maker,
我孝敬父母呢，是因为我敬畏神的原因。
And the reason I honor my parents is because I fear God.
因着我敬畏神，所以我应该对父母应该有个正确态度。
And because I fear God, so I should have this accurate attitude toward my parents.
今天地上许多的人，可能他是一个孝顺父母的人。
Today on earth, maybe there are many people who honor their parents.
但是他不见得是一个敬畏神的人。
Maybe not necessarily be people who fear God.
他只是从伦理道德上来孝顺父母而已。
They honor their parents simply because it's required ethically, morally.
虽然这是也是很不错的一个表现。
Although this is a wonderful act already.
但是我想，若是只是停留在一个阶段里面呢？常常慢慢的对孝敬父母呢，那个态度慢慢就会改变了。
But if you only stay in this stage, and I believe gradually, your filial notion toward your parents will be changed.
环境改变，人数改变的时候，孝敬父母心慢慢就减少，甚至就没有了。
When the circumstances change, when the people matter change, this filial duty would change also.
所以我们看见今天地上有许多做父母的人。
That's why we see on earth there are so many parents.
可能他们年纪不是很大的时候，儿女对他们非常孝顺，非常对他们非常好。
Maybe when they are not that old, their children treated them very nicely.
但是等到他们慢慢年纪大以后，年老衰败以后呢？
But after they are advancing age, after they become weak physically,
那个孝顺的心慢慢就减少了。
Children's filial duty
慢慢父母成为他们一个重担，成为他们一个压力。
Because gradually their parents become their burden, their
成为他们一个累赘。
It's such a heavy load for them.
弟兄姊妹，为什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, why?
因为他孝敬父母是不是因为从敬畏神而来的？
Because they honor their parents, but this is not from fearing God.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们是一个敬畏神的人，
Brothers and sisters, if we do fear God,
我们孝敬父母的时候呢，那就能够持久。
Then when we honor our parents, this whole matter can last long.
不然在年纪大了，就成为你一个重担，成为一个压力。
They will not become your pressure, your burden, if they grow old.
虽然你不至于把它遗弃掉。
Even though you may not abandon them.
但是你巴不得能够减少你的重担。
But how much do you wish that
your burden would be lessened? 你就不能尽心尽意地服侍他，来孝顺他。
You will not be able to serve them wholeheartedly.
所以为什么在这里我说到这一条是一个特别的，好像不是在爱人这一部分里面呢？
And that's why I said this commandment doesn't seem to be included in loving your neighbor as yourself.
因为保罗在罗马书十三章那里告诉我们，他说爱是成全律法，乃是从不可杀人这里讲起的。
Because Paul in Romans chapter 13, when he speaks of this, it starts from do not murder, starting from this commandment. It does not start from this commandment on honoring your parents.
但是我们说到从孝敬父母，这个是从开始是人讲到人的一个关系。
And we say that honoring parents is the very beginning of the relationship among men.
因为这一条诫命和第一条诫命是相对应的。
Because this commandment simply corresponds to the first commandment.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们要孝敬父母的时候，我们是要看见乃是因着敬畏神的原因。
Brothers and sisters, let's notice that when we honor our parents, it's simply because we fear God.
什么时候我们敬畏神的心慢慢减少以后？
Whenever this fear of God is diminishing,
当我们的环境人数改变，当我父母年纪慢慢老衰的时候，我们会发觉我们这个孝敬的心慢慢就减少了，甚至最后就没有了。
When our parents are growing old, when they are physically ill, then we will see that this sense of fearing honoring our parents seem to decrease also.
所以弟兄姊妹。这个仍然说到我们先和神有一个准确的关系。
So, brothers and sisters, again, we need to have this accurate relationship between us and God.
因为这是个根基。
Because this is the foundation.
这是首要的。
This is the foremost.
若是这个根基稳固的话，自然而然后面人之间的关系就能够有一个正常的一个情形。
If this foundation is formed, then gradually we would have a normal relationship among men also.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在地上实在需要孝敬我们父母。
So brothers and sisters, we do need to honor our parents on earth.
正如我们敬畏神一样，因为我们生命是从他而来。
Just as we have to fear God because our life comes from Him.
然后底下不可杀人。
Next, do not murder.
这是说到什么呢？
What does it say to us?
我想罗马书十三章告诉我们说，就是不要加害于别人。
Romans 13 tells us that do not do harm to others.
就是不要伤害到别人。
Do not damage others.
为什么不可杀人呢？
Why is it do not murder?
因为人是照着神形象所造的。
Because man is created in the image of God.
生命是神给的。
And the life is given by God.
所以当人在那守第一条诫命的时候，他在那爱神的时候，尊神为神的时候。
When man keeps the first commandment, when he loves God, and when he sees God as in the first place,
他就能尊重神所造的人。
He's able to respect the man created by him.
虽然今天人是堕落了。
Although today man fell.
但是他的生命仍然是从神而来的。
But still man's life comes from God.
生命是宝贵的。
And this life is precious.
所以我们要尊重生命。
Therefore we need to respect life.
因为生死的权是在神的手中。
Because the power of life or death is in God's hands.
因为他是主，他是神。
He is the Lord and He is God.
我们知道为什么要杀人，就是一个死亡。
Why is it a murdering is death?
让书信告诉我们说呢，起初，让福音第八章那里告诉我们说呢， 撒旦他是起初是杀人的。
John 8, it reads that Satan is a murderer. In the beginning, he's a murderer.
所以杀人者他是一个属恶者的。
Therefore, a murderer belongs to the evil one.
就像该隐杀害他弟兄弟一样。
Just as Cain murdered his brother.
所以伤害人生命的他是一个属魔鬼的人。
So he who harms a person's life belongs to a devil.
但是我们知道我们神呢是赐生的神，他喜悦生命。
However, our God is God who gives life, who delights in life.
但是魔鬼他是叫希望叫人死。
But the devil wants men to die.
所以我们看见当罪一进到人里面以后呢，人灵就死掉，然后最后人肉身也要死掉。
So we see when sin enters into man's life, our spirit dies, and in the end, our body also dies.
所以他要叫人犯罪，叫人死亡。
So devil wants us to sin to die.
因为这是魔鬼的作为。
This is simply his acts.
但是我们感谢神，耶稣信告诉我们说，神的儿子显现出来就是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
But we thank God that in John's epistle we read that God's Son is revealed to take away demons' acts.
神的儿子来到地上来是要叫人得生命，并且得了更丰盛。
God's Son came to the world to give us life more abundant.
当神造人的时候，他是他信仰是要叫人生养众多，遍满全地。
When God first created a man, His will is for man to be fruitful, to multiply, to subdue all the earth.
叫地上充满了生命，没有死亡。
So the earth is filled with life without any death.
所以我们看见起初是没有死亡的。
So we see that in the very beginning there was no death.
死亡是因为人犯罪以后所带进来一个结果。
Death is simply the result of sin committed by man.
所以这条诫命是说到神是那个生命，他是吃生命的主。
So this commandment tells us that God is life, is the very one who gives life.
在耶稣信里也告诉我们说
And also in John's epistles we read
他说恨弟兄也就是杀人的
He who hates his brethren is a murderer
因为没有永生存在他里面
Because no living everlasting life abides in him
所以我们看见神不是单单看人外面的行为而已
So we see God does not regard man's outward actions only
神乃是看人里面的光景里面真正的情形是什么
But he sees man's inner conditions
恨是在一个里面的一个情形
Hatred is an inward condition.
他说若是恨的话，永生就不存在他里面。
And the Bible teaches that if hate, with reference to this hatred,
that there's no
everlasting life. This person has no life within, and there is only death.
启示录最后告诉我们说呢，不仅那是那些贪婪的那些淫乱的连那些杀人的他们都是要丢在硫磺火湖里面他们与神的国是无分的。
In Revelation, we read that those who are cowards, who are coveting, and who are murderers, will be thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone.
他们是被关在圣城之外的一般人。
And there are those who are shut outside of the gate.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫不可杀人呢
？So brothers and sisters, what is do not murder?
就说你在那里不可死亡的事情。
That tells us there should be no things of death.
弟兄姊妹，就外面的诫命来说，这些我们都是不会做的，是不是
？Outwardly, brothers and sisters, we would never kill or murder.
况底下我们说交通也是一样，我们不可能，我们不应该不会去杀人，也不会去奸淫，不会去偷盗。
Supposedly, we would not steal, we would not commit adultery.
但是我刚一起头就告诉我们说，就告诉大家说，这一每一条诫命都是要带到要生命源头那里。
But just as I said at the very beginning, that every commandment would lead us to the very origin of life.
因为这些诫命每一条都是高过律法道德的标准。
Because every commandment here is much higher than the requirements of an ethical law.
不可杀人，因为神不喜欢死亡。
Do not commit a murder because God does not delight in death.
神喜欢生命。
God delights in life.
他巴不得神儿女当中充满了生命。
How much he wishes that there is this life among God.
充满了生命就是充满了神的自己。
They will be filled with life and God himself.
因为神是吃生命的神。
Because God is the one who gives life.
这是第六条，不可杀人。
And this is commandment six. You shall not murder.
再来，不可奸淫。
Next, you shall not commit adultery.
这是讲到神是那个圣洁的神。
It tells us that God is the holy God.
我们知道婚姻 是神所设立的。
We know marriage is instituted by God.
当神造人的时候是造男造女。
When God made mankind, He made man and women.
所以人要离开父母与妻子联合成为一体。
Therefore, men shall leave their parents and be joined to his wife, and they will become one flesh.
所以婚姻是一个神圣的一个结合。
Therefore, marriage is such a holy.
所以希伯来书也告诉我们说，人人都当尊重婚姻。
Therefore, in Hebrews we read that the bed of marriage should be honored.
不如破坏这个社会的制度。
You should not destroy this society's system.
因为这个制度是出于神自己的。
Because this system originates from God.
这是一个美事，这是一个好的事情。
It's a wonderful, pleasant thing.
我们看主耶稣头一次行神迹的时候是在什么场合行神迹的？
Do you recall the first occasion where Jesus performed his first miracle?
那是在迦南的一个婚宴上。
That's at a wedding in Cana.
主在那里变水为酒。
God, Christ turned water into wine.
主在那里不仅解决他们当时的窘境，没有酒了喝的这个事情。
Not only did our Christ resolve their dilemma at that time, having no wine at that point,
主要是要借那个婚姻显出他的荣耀来。
But also through that marriage, the Lord wanted to show His glory.
这个婚姻的关系呢，到新约我们就更清楚了。
And this marriage relationship becomes even more clear in.
保罗告诉我们说，原来是借着地上婚姻讲到。教会和基督的关系。
Paul tells us that through this marriage on earth, it speaks us the marriage between Christ and the church.
这是讲到神的荣耀的一个旨意。
And speaks of God's glorious purpose.
所以，一个蒙恩的儿女，一个基督徒呢，他成了基督徒以后，他就成为基督的心腹。
So a Christian after he's being saved by grace, he becomes the bride.
这是一个神圣的关系。
And this is a holy relationship.
保罗说这是一个极大的奥秘。
And Paul says that this is a great mystery.
这个奥秘呢是借着地上婚姻的关系要把它表明出来。
This mystery is now being made manifest through this earthly marriage relationship.
所以我们看见当以色列百姓他们在地上离弃神去拜偶像的时候。
So when we see Israelites on earth when they forsook their God and to worship idols.
他们与世界结合的时候。
When they were united with the world.
神说他们是淫乱的百姓。
And God said those are the people of adultery.
他们犯了奸淫。
They have committed adultery.
他们犯了属灵的奸淫。
They have committed a spiritual harlotry.
这是神不可容忍的一件事情。
This is something God cannot stand.
因为神是忌喜的神。
Because God is a jealous God.
因为他们要把独一的神当作神来对待。
They do not regard this only God as God and treat Him accordingly.
这又回到诫命的第一条。
And then we come back to Commandment 1.
他们在神之外有其他的拣选。
That is, they had other choice apart from their God.
因为他们不再拣选神，他们拣选那虚假偶像，那些假神去拜。
They no longer chose God, but instead they chose those false idols to worship.
所以我们看见神对他们审判是非常严厉的。
Therefore, we could see this great judgment being poured upon them.
所以这个讲到不可奸淫这件事情，就让我们看见这是神非常记恨的一件事情。
So we see when God speaks of do not commit adultery, this is something abominable to God.
原来是一个神圣、一个圣洁、一个美好的这件事情，因着人的破坏。
Now. This such holy, wonderful matter now is being sabotaged by people.
带来神严厉的一个惩罚。
And this brings forth God's severe punishment.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一条诫命呢，是说到我们今天和神的关系也是这样关系。
And this also speaks our relationship with God in the same manner.
在旧约里面，神在把他自己当作以色列百姓的丈夫，以色列是他的妻子。
Time again in Old Testament, God said that I am Israelite's husband and Israelites are God's wife.
他所要求的以色列百姓呢，是对他的忠贞真诚。
What he required of all the Israelites is this chastity.
神不容许他们在这个爱的这个关系上有一点的差错。
God would not allow any mistake in this holy matrimony.
同样到了新约时代也是一样。
And in the same way, when we come to New Testament,
当一个人不去爱神，去爱世界的时候呢？
When a person does not love God, instead love the world,
那就是犯了这一条诫命。
This person now commits this violate this
commandment. 因为雅各书第四章很清楚告诉我们。
Because in James 4, we read very clearly.
他说你们这些淫乱的人啊。
You adulterous people.
岂不知以世俗为友就是以神为敌吗？
Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
一个人以世俗为友却爱世界，在此来看就是一个淫乱的人。
He who forms this friendship with the world in God's sight,This is an adulterous person.
用什么？这就是说，我们的确可能不会去犯奸淫这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we would not commit this actual physical adultery.
我们可能在道德这一层面，我们可以锁得住。
Maybe we are able to keep it ethically.
但是神在这里说不可奸淫，难道只是在一个道德层面吗？
However, when God says do not commit adultery, is He speaking only of the dimension of physical adultery? God is speaking of the marriage relationship between Him and us.
让我们和他之间那个爱的关系是圣洁、是纯洁的，是不可被破坏的。
Our relationship, love relationship with Him should be wholly chaste. It shall never be destroyed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们和神是有这样的婚姻的关系的。
So, brother and sister, we do have this marital relationship with our God.
所以当我们在那里去爱世界的时候，去以世俗为友的时候呢？
If we love the world and we make friends with the world,
那就犯了这个淫属灵淫乱罪。
We violated this spiritual harlotry.
在神是无法容忍的一件事情。
And this is something God would never tolerate.
因为除他以外没有别的神。
Because apart from him, there is no other God.
除他以外，我们没有其他爱慕。
And apart from him, there is nothing else we admire.
说巴不得神借这些十条诫命把我们带来更深的层次里面。
If only through these Ten Commandments, God would be able to lead us into the deeper sphere.
若是我们只是停留在那字面上的话，我想这些我们都守得住了。
Now, if we only stay holding on to the literal words, I believe that we are able to keep them. But still, we do not know what God's will is. We still haven't lived a life according to His will on earth.
然后底下不可偷盗。
Next, you shall not steal.
不可偷盗呢，是讲到神是那个公义的。
It tells us that God is a righteous God.
偷盗呢，是说把别人的东西占为己有。
Stealing simply means you take other people's stuff and yours.
使人受亏损。
So people will suffer loss.
这是一个不义的行为。
This is an unrighteous act.
所以一方面不仅是把别人的东西占为己有，是一个不义的行为。
Now, on the one hand, this is an unrighteous action that you've taken other people's stuff as your own.
圣经告诉我们说，该给的人不给他，也是一个偷盗。
The Bible also teaches if you do not give others that others are entitled to, this is also stealing.
罗马书十三章那里保罗也告诉我们说，还人当得就给他。
And Romans 13 we read, render to others, do to others.
当纳税，当纳粮的就给他粮。
And if you're supposed to pay taxes, you do it.
当上税就给他，当纳税就给他上税，不可亏欠的。
And should never owe anybody anything.
你若是该给人家你不给人家，那就是个偷。
If you do not render to others, do to them, and that's the deed of stealing.
因为该给他就是应该是属于他的，结果你还把他占为己有。
Because you're taking as your own something you're supposed to give to others.
这在此来看，仍然是一个偷盗的行为。
Now in the sight of God, this is stealing.
所以为什么到马拉基书神在那里对以色列百姓这样说
This is why in Malachi God says so
你们偷窃偷取抢夺我的供物
You rob my offering
因为你们在当纳的十一的当纳当纳供物上呢偷取了我的供物
Because you rob my offerings in the matter of tithing
因为以色列百姓应该把他十分之一当纳给神归给神奉献给神
Israelites were supposed to tithe of whatever their possessions are
他们该
给 God
该给神的他们没有给神
That which is to be given to God
所以神说你夺取了我的供物
Therefore God said you have robbed my offering
因为这些供物应该是属于神的
All these offerings belong to God
结果以色列百姓把它占为己有
But Israelites took them as their own
没有奉献给神
Did not offer them to God.
神在神来看，这就是偷窃神的物。
Therefore, in God's eyesight, this is stealing, stealing God's thing.
用姊妹，我们是不是常常会落到这样情形里面
？Brothers and sisters, are we often falling into this situation?
可能我们今天不会去偷别人东西，抢别人东西。
Maybe today we will not steal nor rob other people's stuff.
但是在神来看，我们是不是常常在偷神的事物呢
？But in the sight of God, are we often stealing God's things?
该归给神的荣耀没有归给他，我们偷窃他的荣耀。
The glory that's supposed to be given to God.We rob it as our own.
该感谢他的没有感谢他，这个就是偷窃神。
The thanksgiving we're supposed to offer to God, we take it as our own.
主耶稣说，该杀物归给该杀，神的物归给神。
Jesus says that the things for Caesar be Caesar's and rendered the things to Render the things of God to God.
为什么神的物归给神呢
Why is it render the things of God to God?
为什么该杀物归给该杀呢
And then why is it render to Caesar the things belonging to him?
因为门徒在问说是不是该纳税给该纳税给该杀
Because the disciples are asking, should we pay taxes to Caesar?
因为当时那些银币上有那该杀的形象。
Because in those days, there was this image in those coins.
所以形象在它上面这些物就归给该杀。
Therefore, with the inscription and the image of Caesar's, then this thing should be given to Caesar.
那什么是神物要归给神呢
And what are the things of God that are to be rendered to God?
用什么今天神的形象在我们身上
Brothers and sisters, God's image today.
所以你将把自己是交给神，奉献给神的，我们应该属于神的物。
So supposedly we should offer ourselves to Him because we belong to God.
我们应该是属神的一般人。
We are people who belong to God.
我们时间、我们的财物、我们的才干都是属神的。
Our time, our wealth, our talents—they're all God's.
我们身体应该是归给神的。
And our bodies should be given to Him also.
因为我们得救以后，神的形象在我们身上。
Because after we're saved by His grace, His image is in us.
我们是属神的物，所以我们理当归给神。
We are His possessions, so naturally we should be given to Him.
所以什么时候我们不把我们的时间，把我们该奉献给神的财物、才干、能力献给神，那时候就是偷窃神的事。
Whenever we do not give our time, our wealth, and our efforts to God, then we are stealing His stuff.
那就是一个不义的人。
And we become unrighteous.
因为神是公义的神。
Because God is a righteous God.
所以他也巴不得我们这些蒙救赎的人。也是成为一个行义的人。
So how much he desires that all of us who are redeemed would become those who act righteously.
那底下不可作假见证。
Now next, you shall not bear false witness.
这是让我们看见神是那个真实的神。
It shows us that God is a real God.
不可作假见证，乃是说要说实话。
Do not bear false witness. Simply says you have to tell the truth.
是就说是，不是就说不是。
Let your yes be yes and no be no.
若是多说，就是出于二恶者；若是多说的话，就可能会落到审判的底下。
Anything more than that is from the evil one, and you might fall into the judgment.
所以神乃是盼望我们这些蒙恩的人能够活在一个真实的里面。
So God wants all of us who have been saved by His grace live in truth.
因为耶稣信也告诉我们说，他已经把那个智慧赐给我们。
And also in 1 John we read that God has given us this wisdom.
叫我们认识那真实者。
So that we will know the true one.
就是他的儿子主耶稣基督。
That is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是真神，他是永生。
He is true God. He is
eternal life. 我们也是住在这个真实者的里面。
And we also live in the true one.
所以你们要自守掩蔽偶像。
Therefore, stay away from idolatry.
前面讲到说神是那个真实者，那我们后面讲到说我们掩蔽偶像。
Now first, John says God is the true God, and next he says that we should stay away from the idol.
偶像是一个虚幻虚假的东西。
An idol is a false, it's a falsehood.
那就是说，今天我们已经认识了真实者，我们也住在那个真实者里面。
Today we have known the true one, and today we live in him.
我们要活在这个真实的里面。
Therefore, we should live in this truth.
所以不可做假见证。
Therefore, do not bear false witness.
因为当人当做假见证陷害人的时候呢，就在虚幻的里面，虚假里面。
As soon as you bear false witness to harm others, you live in falsehood.
今天这个真实者的生命已经在我们里面。
Today, the life of the true one lives within us.
神要让我们活在这个真实的里面。
And God allows us to live in this truth.
不做一个虚假的人。
Do not be a false person.
往最后一个诫命，不可贪念。
Now the last commandment, you shall not covet.
这是讲到神是我们一个神圣的满足。
It tells us that God is our holy satisfaction.
为什么人会贪念呢？
Why do people have greed?
我想三师那个吴弟兄在这里传福音的时候讲了非常多这一方面的事情。
When Brother Wu came here to preach the gospel, he talked a lot about this.
贪婪是讲到人一种里面不满足。
Greediness tells us that this dissatisfaction within people's hearts.
不以自己为有为满足。
They're not content with what they have.
所以他去贪恋别人的房屋，贪恋别人的妻子，普遍贪恋人家许许多的东西。
Therefore, they covet their neighbors' houses, many other things belonging to their neighbors.
他不以自己所有为满足，他想得到更多。
They're not satisfied with what they have had. They want to get more.
神告诉我们说呢，贪心乃是万恶之根。
The Bible teaches that greed is the root of all evil.
因着人的贪心呢，许多罪恶就从这里引发出来。
And because of man's greed, so many sins simply derive from it.
我们看见今天世上许多罪恶，岂不是都从贪心而来的吗？
Let's consider all the sins in the world. Don't they most of them come from greed?
因着人的贪心就被引诱呢，就离开了真道，就背逆了真道，落入许多网罗里面。
Because of man's greed, many people are enticed and fall into so many snares.
圣经告诉我们说呢，贪心就一拜偶像一样。
And the Bible teaches this, that covetousness is just like idolatry.
那这个又让我们回到第一条诫命。
And then again, this leads us back to commandment number 1.
为什么贪心是像拜偶像一样呢？
Why is the covetousness is just like idolatry?
为什么人会贪心呢？
Why is a man would covet?
因为他不以神做他的神。
Because they do not take God as their God.
因为他在神之外还有其他贪念。
Because apart from God, they still have all of this.
所以他里面就不满足，里面有虚空。
Therefore, they are dissatisfied. There is this void within them.
所以他想要去得到更多，填满他里面的需要。
They want to get more things to satisfy their void.
结果就带出了许多罪恶出来。
And this simply ushers in all kinds of evil.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是要看见，当我们得救以后。
So brothers and sisters, let's see this. After we're saved by grace.
我们不仅借主耶稣基督与神和好。
Not only that we are reconciled with God through Jesus Christ.
更借主耶稣基督与神为我们的喜乐。
But even more, through Jesus Christ, we now delight in God as our joy.
以我们的满足。
As our satisfaction.
我们看见保罗他在腓立比书这样告诉我们。
And as we read in Philippians, see Paul.
他说我无论处在怎样境况当中，我都能够知足。
He says, I'm content in whatever conditions I might be in.
或是丰富或是卑贱，他都已经学会了。
I have learned whether I abound or I suffer need.
为什么保罗处在各样情况当中，他都能知足呢？
Why is Paul has been content in whatever situation he might be?
保罗他是经过学习。
He got it through learning.
所以他得着了。
Therefore, he obtained.
但他讲这些话之前，他先有一个感觉，一个需要。
Before he said all this.First, he has all this need. He has this feeling.
为什么他处在各种情况当中，他能够知足呢？
But still, why is in all kinds of situations he is content?
因为在前面他告诉我们说，他以认识主耶稣基督为他的至宝。
Because he says that the excellency of the knowledge of God is the most valuable thing.
因此，他一生追求认识主耶稣基督，成他里面的至宝，成为他里面的宝足。自然而然，他处在各种情况当中，他就可以知足了。
All his life, he pursued this excellency of the knowledge of God. Therefore, Christ has become his treasure. Therefore, in all kinds of situations, he's content.
不管是丰富的时候，不管是卑贱的时候，不管是丰富有 欠缺的时候，他都能够满足了。
Whether he is his situation is bountiful or he is in need, he is content.
以神赐给他的为满足。
Because he is satisfied with what God has given
him. 神把他量在那环境里面，他能够满足。
God has appointed him in a certain circumstance and in which he is satisfied.
神把他量在另外一种处境里面，他也能够满足。
Or if God appoints him in another circumstance, he's also content.
因为他不是根据外面物质的环境来满足的。
Because his satisfaction does not come from the outward physical things.
因为他里面有了主。
Because within himself, he has his Lord.
所以外面环境对他来说就不是太大问题。
So outward circumstances are not a big problem for Paul.
这是一个丰富的人生。
And this is a life filled with abundance.
这是一个有满足的人生。
This is a life filled with satisfaction.
他不会再去羡慕别人所有的。
He will not admire any other things possessed by others.
他不会去贪恋人所有的。
Nor would he covet what other people have.
因为他已经以神做他的神。
Because he has taken God as his God.
所以我们说到第一句。诫命乃是所有诫命的一个根基。
Therefore, we say the commandment number one is the very foundation of all the other commandments.
用什么？若是我们在头一条诫命上能够学习得好
，Brothers and sisters, if we are able to master this lesson,
我们能够在一个头一个诫命上能够站立的稳
，in commandment number one and stand firm in it.
第二条到第十条诫命对我们来说就不是难守的事情。
Then, commandment 2 through 10 shouldn't be that hard to be kept.
当我们和这个生命的源头连接在一起的时候
，When we are connected with the very origin of life，
这个创造万有的神
，The very maker of all things，
这位供应我们所有需要的神
，The very one who supplies all our needs，
他不仅拯救我们。
Not only has he redeemed us,
他正是带领我们一生的脚步。
He's also leading all our steps.
所以在各种环境当中，我们都能学习以他做我们的神。
Therefore, regardless of the circumstances, we have to learn to take him as our God.
当我们离开这个永远的神，离开这个生命源头的神以后
，When we depart from this everlasting God, the very origin of our life,
后面许多诫命我们就守不住了。
We're not able to hold tight to the other commandments.
也许我们可以守住外面的条例
，Maybe outwardly we're able to.
但是我们里面的光景却不是那个真正所要神所要得着的。
But our inner conditions are not those which God really wants to gain from us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这十条诫命对我们新约的基础来说，仍然是非常重要的。
So brothers and sisters, the same Ten Commandments are still as vital to us who are in New Testament.
因为这十条诫命，主耶稣已经很清楚地告诉我们。
And the Lord Jesus has said so clearly on these Ten Commandments.
归结在两条诫命上。
They could all hang on two commandments.
就尽心尽意爱主你的神。
That is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
这是第一条，也是最大的一条。
This is first and foremost.
然后是爱人如己。
Next is to love your neighbor as yourself.
只有当我们和神的关系准确以后。
Only when our relationship with God has come to a right one,
我们才有可能去爱人。
Then could it be possible for us to love others?
第二条诫命在我们身上才能够守得住。
And then the second command will be able to be kept by us.
求神是恩待我们。
May God be gracious to us.
巴不得借着这一条、这十条诫命再次来提醒我们。
If only he could remind us again through these Ten Commandments.
那我看见他不仅把我们从世界埃及为奴之家拯救出来。
So we could see that not only has he redeemed us from the house of Egypt, from the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage.
他是要把我们带到那个迦南美地，在他永远的心意的所在。
But he wants us to lead us.Into the land of Canaan, where His eternal purpose lies.
让我们在基督里面能够享受他一切的丰富。
So that in Christ we could enjoy all His abundance.
望求神是恩待纪念这些话。
May the Lord extend His grace and remember His own word.
请弟兄们做结束祷告。
Brother, would you please say a concluding prayer?
Can we all bow our heads for a word of prayer?
请我们大家低头，有一点结束的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we want to lift your name on high.
我们要高举你的名。
For you are the God who does not look at outward appearances, but at man's hearts.
因为你是不看外貌,只看内心的神。
Lord, we ask that you would give us this desire to want to love you with all our heart and soul and mind.
父啊,我们求您给我们这样的渴望,能够尽心尽意的,尽意的来爱你。
And to empower us so that we can be able to love our brethren as ourselves.
And 加添我们力量,好叫我们能够爱人如己。
Lord, we ask that you would allow us so that we would not do things out of selfishness or empty conceit.
求您帮助我们,不要让我们有自私或者是骄傲的心。
But with humility of mind to regard one another as more important than ourselves.
而是有谦卑的心看别人比自己强。
Help us so that we would not merely look out for our own personal interests.
帮助我们不是只顾自己的事。
But also for the interests of others.
而是也顾到别人的事。
Father, we ask that by your grace you would allow us to be obedient to our parents in the Lord.
父啊，我们也求您帮助我们靠您的恩典在主里能够孝敬父母。
For this is right and well-pleasing in your sight.
因为在你的这是讨你喜悦，在你眼中看为正的事。
And Lord, all the other commandments which you've spoken to us through our brother this day.
主啊，其他的诫命你借着我们弟兄所分享的。
We ask that you would help us to treasure these commandments in our hearts.
我们求您帮助我们把这些话深藏在我们心中。
In all circumstances that you've allowed to happen to us, may we be content.
让我们在不论在各样的环境当中，我们都能够知足。
We thank you, Lord, once again for your words which you've spoken to us.
主啊，我们再一次谢谢您向我们所说的话。
We pray all this in your holy and precious name.
我们是奉您宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for His message.
我们真是感谢主给我们这样的信息。